here's a story from The World.
If you watched footage of yesterday's siege at the U.S. Capitol, you may have spotted people wearing shirts or holding banners with the letter Q. That Q stands for QAnon. It's a conspiracy theory that in recent years has creeped up from the fringes of the internet into the mainstream. Supporters of QAnon were among those who stormed the Capitol yesterday. The World's Lydia Amanalidou reports on what it is and how it's grown internationally.
Researcher Anna Sophie Harling in London was glued to her screen yesterday as events on Capitol Hill unfolded. Her feelings?
Shocked and horrified, but I would say surprised not at all.
Harling works for NewsGuard, a startup that tracks and fights misinformation. She wasn't caught off guard by what happened yesterday. Other researchers who study misinformation, extremism, conspiracy theories, saw it coming too.
Over the last couple of months and weeks, we've seen a lot of chatter across different social media platforms and networks around January 6th being the day that the storm is coming and there will be some great kind of riot or protest happening in D.C.
A lot of this chatter was coming from QAnon, an online community of conspiracy theorists. QAnon started on the anonymous messaging board 8chan back in 2016 by a person who called themselves Q.
And claimed that they were working with White House insiders to help President Trump take down a ring of Satan-worshipping child sex traffickers. That included members of the Democratic Party and prominent celebrities.
When QAnon believers took their fringe ideas to more popular social media platforms, algorithms that favor sensational content helped them grow.
The algorithms really make it easy to find more and more extreme types of content, whether you're on YouTube or Facebook. So when you join one QAnon group, it was the case a year ago that Facebook would suggest five more to you.
As the group grew in numbers, so did the dangerous beliefs and outlandish conspiracy theories its followers embraced.
JFK was definitely murdered by CIA. 9/11 was an inside job. People in our government are working towards a deep state who are trying to keep us controlled.
This is a QAnon believer, Nick Natoli, speaking with this BBC Newsnight reporter.
Children are being harvested. Children are being farmed by celebrities and politicians.
Not outlandish at all.
Today, the group is also known for peddling anti-Semitic tropes, COVID-19 misinformation, anti-vaccine beliefs. In this mishmash of delusions, QAnon followers are ultimately united by this one thing, their love for Trump. They see him as their ultimate savior, the only one capable of fighting against society's ills. This idea has resonated beyond the U.S. Researcher Anna Sophie Harling says QAnon grew popular in the UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Australia.
I think what makes QAnon so internationally appealing is it offers a view of the world where they say it doesn't matter who you are or where you live, Donald Trump can save you, and he is the one true leader. He's better than your own prime minister or president.
All over the world, QAnon Facebook groups, YouTube channels, Twitter accounts reached millions. And late last year, these big platforms decided to ban them amid a crackdown on conspiracy theories. But by then, researchers say, it was too late. QAnon supporters found ways to regroup, either on the same sites more discreetly or on other more obscure platforms like Gab and Parler. And they used some of these platforms to organize against the election results, which they rejected.
January 6th, Q supporters really felt that that was going to be the big day of reckoning and were telling everyone to hang tight and trust in the plan and believe that Trump was going to find a way.
Harling says she hopes yesterday is proof that online chatter, fringe, and seemingly outlandish ideas on the internet can have devastating real-world consequences. She says these groups and these ideas are still out there, and that it's going to take a lot more effort from social media companies, from politicians, from individual people to stop them. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.
From PR.